Hello, this is Elvira and I welcome you to the Fruit Factory. We are a prophecy and teaching ministry that is helmed by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. I will not take too long today. I just want to share with you a dream that I had this morning that the Lord has asked me to share. And it is about the British royals. So before I get into it, I actually have received a prophecy for the UK. The time for its publishing is not here yet, because the Lord is still giving a chance to the people of the United Kingdom to repent. But the judgment, he's already told me what it is. And so, with that out of the way, I will tell you the short vision. So I was laying down in bed. It was very early morning and I was having my usual interactions with the Lord. I was getting other kinds of prophecies and dealing with other stuff that has nothing to do with this ministry. And then I had this vision. I saw myself in the room and there was this woman who looked exactly like Lady Diana. When I say exactly, I mean exactly the type of clothes she was wearing, the hairstyle, the face. It could have been her, basically. I am not saying her because I know, well, she's supposed to be dead. You know, these people also lie about their deaths. They lie about everything. When a product stops functioning on the market, they make up a death sometimes to get the product off the market so that they can make money out of the posthumous stuff, right? You see that with artists, you see that with actors, you see that with singers. It is very prominent with singers. Or sometimes they are just, the people are just discarded and actually killed. But sometimes they are not. Yes, I know a very prominent name that actually never died. He is still alive today. But this is not the purpose for this. But I'm talking about that because it was Lady Diana who was in this dream, in this vision. She was exactly her. I'm going to say someone who looks like her because she's supposed to be deceased. So let's use the someone who looks like her, right? She was pretending. So we were in this room together and she was pretending on her phone. And she walked towards me and showed me the phone. And apparently there was something that was malfunctioning on the phone. And I could help her with that. And I happily obliged. No problem. I can help solve it for you. I don't recall what exactly it was, but I just know that I was helping her with something that she was trying to get done on her phone. And she was acting all lovely, you know, she was smiling and even trying to crack jokes with me and stuff. And I didn't think anything about it. And the me who is watching, I'm just watching the scene. I'm completely conscious. I'm not asleep or anything. I just have my eyes closed so I'm fully awake watching this. But as I watch, when we finished working on the thing that was going on with the phone, she finds an excuse to step outside and I have to follow her to go and do something else. I cannot recall the detail of what it was, but I know that I did not really have a problem with it. So I step outside and as soon as we take a right, and we are walking along the wall of the place, the building that we were in. And we were maybe 3 or 4 steps, right? After we took a right. And she stopped. She just abruptly stopped and then turned to me and said, "You have to stop talking about us. Why are you talking about us? You have to stop talking about us. Stop talking about us. Stop exposing us. Stop talking about our business." I'm like, whoa. The me watching the scene is like, what is she talking about? because I do not follow the royals. It's just not my thing, right? I'm thinking, what is she talking about? But she's so adamant, and as she's talking, there are other women that come and stand around her and are talking. Now they are about 4 to 5 people talking to me this way. And then me who is watching is thinking, I'm trying to sift in my thought what that could be about. And then I remember that 3 days ago, I published a prophecy that is titled The Great Deception. The Great Deception Part 1, The Great Deception Part 2, where I shared with you all the alien technology that these people, celebrities, and the elite use to make men into popular, very attractive women. And the Lord showed me this whole thing, revealed this whole thing to me, using Zendaya as an example, the actress, the Hollywood actress. And then at the end of that post, I posted a list. At the end of that prophecy, I read out here on broadcast and on the blog, I added a list at the end of the men passing for women, right? That may not have undergone the alien transsexual technology, but are definitely men passing for women. And at the top of the list, I put the 3 most famous women in the world today. If we look at the statistics, these are the women, I think it's 4 of them. These are the women who, when you look at them, everyone will tell you in the Western world, yes, she's definitely up there in terms of celebrity. Beyonce, who is a man. Zendaya, who is a man. Margot Robbie, who is a man. And Kate Middleton, who is also a man. And so I spoke about this, and this is the only mention of these people that I found on all of our platforms. It was the only mention I ever mentioned them. So as they were mentioned in that list, in that prophecy, it was only a matter of 2 to 3 days for them to come and look for me spiritually and try to intimidate me in my spirit. Maybe they did not know that the Lord would reveal it to me that these things happen. But the Lord will reveal these things to me. He reveals to me things, even things that I do not want to see. Even things that he knows I'd rather not know. He will show me. Because that's what comes with this office of being a prophet. You are a vessel. You are a mouthpiece. What happens is what God decides, what he wants. What he says is what is. His word is the law. His will is the law. The law of my life is what God tells me. So he decided to show me that you all out there, at the royal family, first of all, you are keeping tabs with this ministry. It's not even been a month since we started this side of the ministry. Before, we were with the Hollywood crowd and the elite and the political people, but it was more towards the United States of America out there. Well, let me come and find out that the royal family is watching. Well, welcome. And I hope that some of you will give your lives to Christ. Because you know what else happened this morning. I had a vision of Prince William and Prince Harry. So, the Lord gave me the prophecy about you all, about the judgment of the United Kingdom for all the heinous crimes you have committed upon humanity, the bloodshed and so forth. I have that prophecy, but I never imagined in my life that I would be having visions about you, actually having these kind of interactions. So this is very interesting. Maybe the Lord has something else in mind. Maybe the Lord has something else to say. Maybe the Lord is going to expose all of you men passing for women in that family, because I know that there is a lot more of you, and there has been a lot of you throughout history. So how about we dig that hole? Maybe the Lord would choose to do it. Maybe he won't. Personally, I don't have a preference. I'm only a mouthpiece. I'm a willing vessel. But the Lord wanted me to come here and share this on this platform. And this is what I have to say, because this is my policy. Matthew 10, from verse 26. It says the following. So do not be afraid of them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. So this is what I have to say to whatever this vision of this morning was supposed to mean. But as I'm talking right now, some questions are running through my mind. Why did she have to take me out of that room? Why was she whispering? She was whispering, okay? She was not talking out loud. She was talking like this. Stop talking about this. Don't reveal. You know, she was whispering. So maybe they actually know the God that I serve. Maybe they know that he's not to be played with. Maybe that's why she was whispering. I do not know. Who was not supposed to listen? Why was she whispering? That's just what the question that has been. As I was reading this Bible verse, it just dropped in my mind. Why was she whispering? Who should not hear? I mean, in this scenario, we are in a spiritual setting. It's not like someone will walk across the street and listen to the conversation. So who in the spirit realm was she trying to keep this away from? Why did she have to take me out of that room? Why did she have to pretend whilst she was in that room? And then when she stepped out, she began to try and threaten me, to try and gang up on me with four other people, men, passing for women. And they were all dressed in women's clothes, but they were men. And you know, after that, I went and I typed Lady Diana online. And when I tell you, the stare, that man's face was staring at me. I can never unsee it. Once you know what they do, you can peep that man, that male gaze. You can see it from 1,000 kilometers away. And I tell you, as soon as I landed on those pictures, I saw those man's eyes looking at me from that picture. And I was like, this was a he. Another he passing for a she. And it is this he that this person who came to talk to me tried to use. to try and intimidate me. But my God, my Lord, for whom I serve, for whom I live, who owns every part of my being, he tells me, do not be afraid of them, for there is nothing that will not be disclosed. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. The one that I serve, that I represent, whose mouthpiece I am in this ministry, he tells me not to be afraid of you. So I will not be afraid. And everything he puts in my mouth to proclaim, I will proclaim it. If he chooses to open up and dig up your dirt, you all in the royal family, and he tells me, go and speak it, I will speak it because I work for him. I'm just going to leave a small message to Prince William. Prince William, it is never too late. It is never too late to turn to Christ. It is never too late to turn to Christ. He will not despise a broken spirit and a sincere heart. He will not despise it. I invite you to go and read and listen. I would actually invite you to listen, because the audio is more detailed than the written prophecy. So I invite you to go and listen to the prophecy titled, I Shall Not Die But Live. Psalm 118 prophecy. It is on this platform, the podcast. Please listen to that. And also, I invite you to listen to Stop the Leak Part 1 and Stop the Leak Part 2. More parts of that series are upcoming. So, with all of that out of the way, I believe I have shared everything that the Lord wanted to share today. Okay, wait. The Lord is asking me to go to a scripture here. So I will go. All right, Father, let me find it. Ecclesiastes, he says. Let me see. Okay. Ecclesiastes 5. The Lord is asking me to read this to Prince William right now. The first part of Ecclesiastes 5. It is written, guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Go near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools who do not know that they do wrong. Do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven and you are on earth, so let your words be few. A dream comes when there are many cares, and many words mark the speech of a fool. When you make a vow to God, do not delay to fulfill it. He has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow. It is better not to make a vow than to make one and not fulfill it. Do not let your mouth lead you into sin, and do not protest to the temple messenger, my vow was a mistake. Why should God be angry at what you say and destroy the work of your hands? Much dreaming and many words are meaningless. Therefore, fear God. So these are the words that the Lord just asked me to read out as prophecy instruction to Prince William. I hope you're listening, Prince William. Not I hope, I know you are listening. So these are the words that the Lord has for you. I hope that you will take heed of this word and that you will sit and read it on your own downtime and meditate on it. The scripture is Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 1 to 7. Thus says the Lord to you, Prince William. Thus says the Lord to you, Prince William. You must turn to him. He must turn to me. I have the solution to his problems. He knows that I do. He keeps making vows to me and does not keep it. I will lose my patience, and it's been years. William, thus says the Lord, either you do it and you do it quickly, or you forfeit your vow to me, in which case I will know who you chose above me, and my judgment will fall upon you. Thus says the Lord to you, Prince William. This is all the Lord has right now. I'm just going to wait for a bit if the Lord has something else to say. Okay, he says that he doesn't, so I'll wrap it up here. This is all I had to share today through this quick broadcast. And I will pray for you, Prince William. Thank you all for tuning in. And we'll talk in the next broadcast. Goodbye.